Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, and welcome to Angel Antics. You're here with your co-hosts, DC Love and Eileen Powers. This is Eileen, and I want to welcome you to our show. We want to really thank you so much for being here. And tonight, you know, it's been kind of a somber week, and so we'd like to really open up tonight with, you know, a couple of prayers of intention for what's been going on in Orlando. And, you know, our hearts go out to all the people having to muddle through this. The pain of what they must be going through is unbelievable. And so we as life healers, which people that listen to our show call in for messages, but they a lot of them are also life healers. So I'd like you all to drop into your heart space right now, take a deep breath, and open yourselves up and invite spirit in, whoever, you know, however you refer to him, her, or Mother Earth, whether you call it Gaia, whether you refer to God, or whether you, you know, invoke Jesus. Please invoke any spirit or whatever energies you have for when you send others good things. And I'll do a little prayer, and then DC will come in and do a little, give a few words too. So take a deep breath into that heart space and invite that pure energy of love to flow out on bright white lights towards Orlando, and give them our love. We pray that those that are afflicted by all that has gone on there, be, you know, with everything, there's more than one thing. Please know that our hearts are open and that we send great waves of love your way and blanket the area with waves of love. It's hard to ask when we do not know what their needs are or what needs they need to have met. So the best we can do is send our love and hope that the energy of that vibrating towards them and over them is enough to help raise them up just a little step. And if everyone does that across the world, sends them that much love, raises them up that little step, they'll be able to make to the top of the staircase. And so I send this out to them, to in Orlando, and all that have been, what they're dealing with, and even those that aren't as close to the situation, being in the area and living in that area still affects you immensely. So our love goes out to them too. Blessings. And my co-host, DC.
Oh, thank you, Eileen. Yes, you know, our prayers and our thoughts are with all those affected by the tragedies that happened in Orlando. It first started with Christina Grimmie, I believe, and she was a singer. And then, of course, you know, we had the tragedy with the other victims. And then there was the little 2-year-old boy that was taken by the alligator. So I just ask that everyone send a little extra, you know, love and prayers their way. And, you know, we thank our Heavenly Father for coming in, and we honor him for being with us and, you know, sending his love. And we ask that, you know, his perfect will be done in all our lives. And we thank him, you know, for the spirit of power and love and a sound mind. And, you know, to help us to forgive, you know. Well, first of all, to help that our sins be forgiven and that we forgive the offenses and the sins of others, you know, who come against, you know, the Lord's word. And we pray that they, you know, that the Lord can come in and change their hearts as well. So thank you for, you know, joining us, you know, in this moment of prayer, and our thoughts and prayers are with everyone. And I guess that's it. I mean, that's, you know, I thank you for, you know, taking the time, you know, for us to be able to send, you know, that love and healing energy, you know, towards all the beautiful people affected.
Yeah, yeah. I just bet they're distraught, just confused, and just, you know, just don't know, so. Just like I said, we don't really know what to ask for them, so the best thing is to just send them light and love and you know, keep them in our prayers and hope that that light and love helps whatever it is that needs help, whatever raises them up. through that vibration of love, kindness.
That's all we can do.
Yeah, yeah. So I'd kind of like to, it's been a really rough time lately for a lot of people, including myself, and not going to go into that, but it just has been a rough time for a lot of people. So tonight, just, for this change of energy, I want to go through a meditation that I've done before in the past. And I just kind of want to, it's very fairly short meditation. And so I would like each of us to just breathe through it and work through that meditation. And it's what I call the rainbow meditation. And it's all about just filling each of your chakras with the right color, because color carries, I'm a very vibrational person. It's just what I really work with anymore. And the colors carry a vibration. And that vibrations of those specific colors have healing properties for ourselves as it changes the energy in which our body vibrates at. And the centers that hold those different colors are, of course, called our chakras. And so basically it's a chakra meditation to help balance your chakras, and it's called a rainbow meditation. So I'd like to go ahead and start that now by asking each of you to take in a really deep breath. And as you take in that deep breath, I want you to look around the room. If you can't find anything, then imagine the color in your head. And I want you to imagine or find the color red. And I want you to stare at that color red, even if it's just with your mind's eye. Stare at that color red. And I want you to bring that into your base chakra, way at the bottom of your physical body. And I want you to hold that there at the base. And I want you to breathe that energy in, and I want you to have that fill up that chakra there at your base. And also let it run up your spine a little ways. Let it purify. All these energies need to run through the spine, because really that's where the vibrations are. That's where, you have spinal fluid in your body, and all fluids vibrate at different energies. And so by vibrating at this beautiful red energy, we're hoping to balance the lower area of the chakra. The next color I want you to find or imagine is the color orange. I want you to find the color orange, and I want you to go ahead and breathe that color in. It's a beautiful, almost even a burnt maybe orange, or it could be a vibrant San Francisco Giants orange. It doesn't matter what color orange it is. Just find some orange and breathe that in. Breathe that in and out, and let that color fill your body. Let that fill that space within your body. And now the next thing I want you to breathe in is the color yellow. And we're going to bring that color yellow into our solar plexus. And we're going to breathe it in. Think of sunshine. If you can't find a banana or something or a lemon to look at, go ahead and breathe in the thought of sunshine, that bright, brilliant yellow that's so rich and full. Go ahead and breathe that into yourself. Now, I want you to move up to your heart chakra. And the heart chakra is actually represented by the color green. But green is a very healing color, very relaxing, associated with Archangel Raphael, who is also the angel associated with healing. But moreover, here in the physical world, they often paint hospitals a very, very, very light green, a mint green, because it's very calming and relaxing and healing. So I want you to imagine any color of green you so choose. It could be emerald green, brilliant green, mint green, whatever your favorite green is. I want you to take that in, and I want you to breathe that into your heart space. And as you breathe that into your heart space, let it kind of run down through the physical body of the chakras, which is along the spine, and on up above through the vocal cords and up on into the third eye and even to the crown chakra even. Let that green flow up and down through your body, because it is so healing and beautiful and rich. And not only that, it flows through our hearts, and as you allow it, it will flow down your arms and out the palms of your hands. And you can send that green loving energy, send it all around the world, even to Orlando, Florida. Take that love within your heart and spread it all over. All right, now I want you to imagine a blue color. This is kind of a lighter blue or a sky blue. It's that beautiful, you know, just what we think of blue. Somebody's blue eyes, that kind of color of blue. And I want you to drink that blue into the throat area, which is the throat chakra, which is meant all about communication. So breathe in that light blue light and breathe in all the ability to communicate with yourself, which is very important to talk to yourself and understand the messages you are receiving, because you're always receiving messages, and also to be able to communicate with others. So look around for something beautiful blue, breathe that in, and just know that you will be able to speak more eloquently and you will be able to communicate better with others. Now I want you to look for an indigo color, kind of, you know, if you got your blue jeans on, go for blue jeans. But look for an indigo color. That's a much darker blue. And breathe in that dark, dark blue. We breathe that into our third eye. And that helps us communicate with our spirit and our guardian angels. And it opens up our third eye, our seeing, the area in which we are intuitive and we receive the messages. And when you get that little inkling of, you know, I already know the answer to that. It is true. You do already know the answer to that. Every single one of us are intuitive. It's just about learning to open yourself up. And this actual rainbow meditation does really help with that, because it opens your whole energy up. It allows you to vibrate with all the colors of the rainbow, which allows you to balance. And it opens you up to communicating with yourself, others, and your spirits, your guides, your guardians. Now, I want you to imagine a violet light, beautiful violet light, almost even like a flicker of flame. It's so rich and vibrant in its energy. And this violet light actually sits at the top of your head, and it's surrounded by a beam of light. And as that fire light of violet sits on the top of your head, that light, it sends yourself straight up to the divine. And that's the area you use to connect and speak with the divine. He will also give you messages through every single one of your chakras. So he will answer you back throughout the rainbow. So just know that when you see a rainbow and you think through those colors and run them through your body and balance the vibration with that rainbow, that not only are you connected here to Earth, but you're also connected with your own divine spirit. And I leave you with that thought, and I welcome you again to Angel Antics. Thank you so much for being here tonight.
Eileen, that was so beautiful. Thank you. I just want to say that we have Angel Sariel that has come in to join us. And Angel Sariel is the light of God. And the message that we have is step out of the shadows. In the light, all is forgiven. In the light, all is washed clean. In the light, all is revealed. In the light, there is no darkness. In the light, there is wholeness. In the light, there is completion. In the light, all manifests for good of all. In the light, there is joy and happiness. In the light, there is no doubt or fear. In the light, there is no lack. In the light, all is divinely guided. Step out of the shadows into the light.
Wow.
And that was the message.
Thank you so much for sharing that. That's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you for bringing that in. Really appreciate it. Well, we have a few callers tonight, DC. Would you like to start taking some of our callers?
Sure.
All right. Our first caller tonight is from the 256 area code.
Okay. 256,
hello.
Hi, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, thank you. This is Michael Ford from Tucker, Georgia.
All right, Michael, thank you so much for calling us tonight. Do you have a specific question for us, or would you just like to see what messages we have?
I was just wondering what kind of messages I had from, like, my spiritual family, the angels, the ascended masters. Yeah.
Great. Beautiful. That's awesome. Michael,
right,
this is DC.
Ma'am?
Yes, Michael, thank you again for calling us. This is DC. We're honored to have you with us this evening.
Thank you.
The first message I'm getting from your angels is they're telling me it's a time that you have to take right now and to make a decision, because if you do not make that decision, you're not going to move forward like you're supposed to. Okay? So
okay.
There is a situation in your life where you do have a little bit of fear, and maybe it's fear of making like an incorrect choice, and because of that fear, you're not moving forward. Okay?
Yes, ma'am.
So the angels are saying, Michael, please release, the fear. Don't procrastinate. And, just get past maybe like some kind of ego even and, start moving forward. And you have to know there is never a wrong choice, because all of the paths do lead to the same result. Some are paths that are going to get us there just a little bit more quickly, okay? And the choice that you feel more secure with at this point is the right one, okay? It's going to be a path that's going to lead to greater happiness, comfort, joy, and support, and that's where the angels are guiding you. So the angels are saying, Michael, let go of the fear and move forward. Okay? This change is being divinely created for you, hon. Okay? And
yes,
you have so much to share with the world. I don't know if you know that, but the angels are asking me to tell you, Michael, you have to show the world who you truly are and who you were meant to be. You have a very important life purpose. Okay? And if you're not sure what that is, what are your hobbies? What are your interests? Whatever that is going to help you to find out what your life mission is, okay? So just follow your passion. But the angels are saying, they want to help you to step on that path that you were born to walk. And, when you do that, you're going to be able to heal yourself, and you're here to also heal others on the planet, okay? So just, the angels are saying, Michael, don't judge yourself for who you are. You're you're perfect just the way you are. So let go of whatever it is that's holding you back. You have to get to work, because you, like Eileen and myself, Michael, you are a light worker, okay?
Yes, sir.
And you just step on that path, and you're going to find that there's going to be so many abundant blessings, okay?
Yes, sir.
But what I'm getting to, I feel like your energy is like a little bit scattered. You're trying to do a little bit of everything, and it's just you've got to like sort of refocus, okay?
Okay.
And just really, focus on like one or two things at once. Okay? Does that make
sense?
Because I'm wearing yourself way too. Yeah.
No, it makes sense. And just, I got a lot on my mind, and I'm trying to do this, that, and yeah.
Yes. Just stick with one specific intention at a time, okay? And then that's the way that you're going to get things done a lot faster, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're trying to work on career and you're worried about relationship and, all of this, it's just too much. You have to decide, what is the one thing I want to work on at this moment? It doesn't mean that you can't work on other things, but you are going to attain everything you're desiring, but you have to do it like one goal at a time, okay?
Okay.
And don't worry, about what the future is going to bring, okay? You have to stay as well, like, in the here and now is what the angels want you to know.
Okay.
And just, you have to let that beautiful light within you shine, okay? Because when you do, it's going to inspire so many others. And I don't know if you're aware of this, but, Michael, you're here to share the beautiful wisdom that you have within you with others. You were born to teach.
So
I don't know if you consider this as a life purpose. Maybe fear is like holding you back, but the angels are going to come in and they're going to help you with that. And you're needed to bring more light to our beautiful planet, okay?
Okay.
So please embrace the gifts, you know, that were given to you, and just continue, you know, to connect with people, and you're going to help in so many ways. And even by connecting with your own spirituality, you're going to be able to help others. And the angels are saying, Michael, you're already qualified to do this kind of work. So don't worry.
Okay.
And that's what I have. And Eileen is going to continue on with the reading. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you, too.
Thank you, DC. That was beautiful. Michael, what I have for you is exactly in line with what DC said. Just verbatim, really. But I'm going to give it to you the way I receive it, okay? And that
okay.
is that right now you have amazing creativity. And where you have passion, you have the ability to really display this creativity. And so what you need to do is you need to set your dreams in motion. I received actually three fire cards for you, which is amazing because I've never doing this for a number of years now. I've never gotten just three of all the same signs when I've only pulled three cards out of 78 card deck. And so, you know, it's really, yeah, it really represents your passion. And it's also the element that corresponds with your career, whether you be an artistic, whether your career be adventurous, or whether it be a risk-taking type career, or even self-development. But it is about moving ahead. And this is here telling you that you need to move ahead with your passion. You really have come into your own, and you might be finding some new partners here pretty soon. But make sure that you continue to move forward. Don't restrain yourself. Zero in on what your passion is and really move forward and work towards that. Really focus on it. Communicate with dire vision. I mean, like, it's going to be the death of you if your vision doesn't come through the way that you're being asked for it to come through or the way you desire for it to happen, because things will kind of mess up or fall apart if they don't come through that way. So you really need to look for someone that's very creative, that is going to advise you in the right way of doing business, because your end is more the artistic, the talented end of it. So you will need someone in your life that is somewhat creative when it comes to making the business end of it happen. But overall, you are the leader, so make sure that you don't give that up, because you'll lose control of your vision. And this is about your vision. This is about you creating your life around your vision. If you do these things, it will bring you greater abundance. Things are really looking very good in that, you know, especially if this is a business or a creativity that you're making long-term plans over. Just, you know, you're going to have to be tenacious. You're going to have to put your foot forward. You're going to have to work for it. But when doors open, walk through them. Just, you know,
yes,
have a little patience, though. Have a little patience, because, you know, things that are worth having do take the time to develop. So help in the creativity of making those develop. But like I said, find someone to help you really with the business level and giving you advice in that, the business end of it. A couple more things that I have for you is you need to take really good care of yourself, maybe even treat yourself to something really relaxing, something you'd really enjoy, you know, be it a massage or a pedicure or something like that. And do some yoga to balance out your well-being. Sit in meditation. Take a little bit of time. Both the end of this is telling me to take a little bit of time for yourself. I also have, I believe it's someone on, a female that was very close to you that has passed on, is coming through. I'm getting the letter E or maybe the name Edna. I don't know if that makes any sense at all. Either a name with an E or maybe possibly the name Edna. And,
Nellie Faye.
Nellie Faye. I don't know, Nellie ends with an E, but I don't know. They just want you to know that they are really happy and at peace, and they love you very, very much, and to please not worry about them. They're doing very well. In fact, they're looking over you now. You don't have to worry about them any longer. And that was the final message I had for you. So,
okay.
Michael, I hope that resonated with you. And please give us a call back in a few weeks and let us know if so inclined, because I think both DC and I kind of sent you in the direction tonight that your angels came through about creating a business or being artistic or creative. So let us know how that works for you, and we'd like to hear from you again.
Sir.
All right, Michael?
Yes, sir.
All right.
Thank
Thanks
you
for
very
calling
much.
Angel Ann. All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. Now, the next caller I have is from the 248 area code. 248, are you there?
Hi, how are you? Can you hear me?
Yes, I
Hello?
Can. Who am I speaking to? Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Lily, and I'm calling from Southfield, Michigan. And I wanted to say that was a beautiful prayer that you started out with, the rainbow prayer. And I think I'm going to use that because that gave me some energy, and I was able to send out a lot of love. And I sent some to my autistic nieces because they like color, and I felt them getting it. And that's something I wanted to ask you about. The last time I talked to you guys, it was back in March of this year. I was a little bummed out. I've had time to think, and instead of looking at my situation in a negative light, I'm looking at recreating myself. And I wanted to do some channeling to help people. I wanted to get back in school to further my career in nursing and take it a couple of steps further before I leave this planet, because I know I've got something to offer. I know I've got that. I was doing some spiritual things to help people, but
you have so much to offer. You have so much to offer, Lily. You're
yeah,
amazing.
I didn't think so when I talked to you guys at first, because I was tearful, but I've had time to think, and I know I got a good heart. And I used to do something like what you guys are doing, you know, without the angel reference. But, you know, when it came to me, I would, you know, read people, and I want that back. I know I can do it. Just tell me, what do they think? I mean, what can I do to, you know, make my time here a little bit more better instead of thinking about me? What can I do to help others?
All right. Well, if you promise not to stop listening to BC and I will give you and all the listeners a cue.
Okay.
Should I give it up, DC? It's not
okay.
Ours to hold, really. Basically,
that's right.
You open your heart space up and you ask God, your guides, guardians, and angels, all of your relatives that have gone before you and the ones supporting you before they go. And you ask God the divine to open your heart space up and allow you to give to others and to be the conduit that helps each and every person you meet to help move along their path. And that's what you do. And he will open you up and he will help you do that. It's as simple as that. By asking, you change the vibration within your thinking, within your physical body, within the core of your heart, by choosing to tell him, I give the gift of blessing and love to everyone I meet. You cannot restrict it. Even from those that have harmed you in the past, you can't restrict it. You still have to give love. You might not have to buy in. You don't have to hold them in, you know, your life. You send them along, you wish them love, and you pray for them to have the best. And so that's how it's done. That's how you open yourself up. You just simply ask.
I wonder what did I do for it to be closed off. I got so into myself. That's what happened.
Well, the first person you start loving before you start sending these gifts to others is yourself. You cannot thoroughly, let's put it this way, be afraid of people that tell you they love you when they do not love themselves. It is very hard to really, truly love until you learn to love yourself. Because you are
at a point.
So that's where it starts, is loving yourself, healing yourself with that loving energy. And then as you do that, then you give that beautiful loving energy to absolutely every person you meet without reserve. It doesn't mean that you have to, you know, bring them into your home or, you know, buy everybody you meet a meal, even though that's a gracious thing to do, is to buy, you know, someone homeless a meal.
And you know
but,
what? That's what I was used to doing. And it got to a point where it just stopped. And maybe that's
then
where
you
the
go
depression
back
came
steps.
In.
Go back to baby steps. And you know what those baby steps are? Is absolutely every single person you see tomorrow or today, or today's almost over, but every person you see tomorrow, you give them a smile and you wish them well. That is the greatest
okay.
gift you can give somebody. Do you know how many people out there don't even receive one smile from someone in a day? How crushing is that to someone's soul? So
I have had to tell some people that in order for me to get to where I am, I've had to say that. You know, you don't know what I'm going through. You can smile at me. You can say hello to me. I had to get that in my face thing. And that's dangerous, but I got what I needed in the end. So, yeah, that
right.
is a cruel thing. That is a cruel thing.
And you know, Lily,
one
of the first people you should do that to is yourself. You get up in the morning,
yeah.
you go in the bathroom, you look in the mirror, you smile at yourself. And you look at yourself and look yourself deep, deep, deep in the eyes and you say, I love you, Lily. Do that first
you know
thing
what?
In our morning.
I've had to do that because, like I said, I was tearful the first time I called. And
right.
I've had to take baby steps and I'm still there. I'm still there. I'm still there.
All right.
I haven't progressed on. So.
But you still, you know what? Nothing is done in leaps and bounds. Most things are done in baby steps. So continue to put one foot in front of the other, and when doors open, walk through them. So tonight, you have, let's just see what your angels have to say for you tonight. Let's go ahead and give you a reading and see what comes through with that, all right?
Okay, I accept.
All right, great. Hang on. Let's see what we've got.
Okay, Lily, this is DC. Thank you for calling in this evening.
Hi, DC.
What I'm getting from
you encouraged
is,
me to call.
Thank you. I'm getting you're about to discover your life purpose. And, Lily, your life path, it's no accident. Every event, every experience, every relationship, and even every hardship serves a purpose because each one of these experiences causes you to grow on a soul's level and then evolve into your truer self. And your life purpose is not just about, like, what kind of work you want to do. It's about who you are as a whole person. It's how you relate to the world. It's also how the world relates to Lily and if you have found meaning and purpose to your life. So if you, you know, if you are suppressing your growth or your soul's journey in any way, the universe sort of gives you like a little wake-up call sooner or later, and today this is your wake-up call. So despite what you feel at the time, you know, you're going through this right now. Lily, this is such a beautiful gift, but only if you stopped resisting the change that's around you and you let yourself evolve into a life of purpose and meaning. And the wake-up call, you know, it can come in many forms. Sometimes, you know, it comes through depression, it comes through loss, it comes through illness. And any of these challenges can be a call for you,
and
really,
I've been
to listen
through
to your
all through. Oh,
yes,
all
and your challenges are a call to to stop living your life sleepwalking and worried about, you know, meaningless things, you know, even stuff that is material, and embrace love and deep, meaningful relationships and what matters to you most from a soul's perspective. And when we stop resisting it by, you know, running away from our challenges, instead we can look at them from a perspective of them showing us like a new way, a new life, and a new way of being, we find a passion, you know, which then translates into, you know, our life's career or our life's work. And, you know, and it's going to be something that we love. So the angels want you to know that, you know, you calling in tonight was, you know, giving us the ability to give you your wake-up call. And they ask that you have faith, you trust in the angelic and the spiritual realms, because I see doors opening for you. These are doors of opportunity. And they're going to assist you along your life path. Lily, have confidence that, you know, what is happening in your life has an important purpose and there's a reason. And the angels encourage you to listen to your inner wisdom and your inner wish and just continue on your current path, dear one, with passion and enthusiasm, okay? I'm getting you're going to have a beautiful spiritually-based career, Lily, okay? And you're called to fulfill your spiritual destiny and your life purpose. You have to trust that you have all the skills you need within you in order to carry out your beautiful soul mission, okay? And I'm getting the letters I and R around you. I don't know if they mean anything, but that's the letters that I'm getting. They could be people, or they, in fact, could be places. And, you know, when you said your name, Lily, yes, I and R, I heard gift of God, that you're a beautiful gift of God to the whole human race, hon. You're so beautiful. And I'm getting that, you know, there's going to be happiness, there's going to be abundance coming your way. You just have to believe, hon, you know? And I feel like Archangel Raphael is with you. He's our healing angel. And he's going to really help you to, you know, let your beautiful love and your light radiate from within. And he's going to help you to shine, you know, shine it upon the whole world. Okay? And as Eileen said, you know, it starts with you. You need a little bit of inner healing, and it begins with you, and it begins with forgiveness, and it begins with releasing anything, you know, that no longer serves you for your highest and best, and it begins with compassion. And just be at peace, you know, with yourself. You know, be forgiving, be compassionate, and as Eileen said, be giving. And you also have to be open to receiving, okay?
You
have a beautiful
path. I don't mean to cut you off, but I've been kind of depressed because I haven't been able to give. Like when I started my nursing career 20 years ago, I would, you know, and I told you this, I think.
But you know what you're looking at?
I was in the process
of
giving.
Of you.
Giving.
Okay,
giving
but
what I could.
You're thinking
and
of materialistically. You just gave a beautiful piece of yourself to us. Giving does not always mean monetary things. Giving is a smile, like Eileen said, because some people, you know, that might be the one smile they get throughout the entire day. It could be a kind
That's
word.
That's what a few of my patients have told me. That's what they've told
me.
You know, I just got a raise because I was going to walk away. But my patients, they're the ones who went to the boss and told what I do. And I do go above and beyond the call of duty, and
I
appreciated it, and that just that,
and
I don't
see,
know.
As you're saying this, the angels are handing me a beautiful lily to, you know, to give to you, and letting you know that, you know, your money struggles are going to be a thing of the past, and just be open to receiving. You know, you're going to have everything that you need, but everything's going to come, like, in all different ways, okay? Heaven has heard your prayers. And abundance
they have,
is coming to
I've
you.
Because I've been praying. I just want to help
coming.
People. If I can channel
it's
like you guys and continue, that's what I want. I don't really care about the career so much. I just want
to do
what my mom did, my grandmother did, and what I was doing before I got depressed. It's coming back, and I'm getting it slowly but surely.
Yes.
This is what I know I need to
it
do.
Is.
And
I, mean,
I want
to
do it.
You just have to.
Let me jump in.
Go ahead.
You know, this is what
Lily, this is what I have for you, is and let me go through it all and then wrap it up for you, because we do have other calls we need to move on.
Oh, guys, and I'm so sorry.
No, listen, your skills are really going to be rewarded, and that means your nursing skills. You've really learned all there really is to know about a certain topic, but you may need to go back to school and maybe pick up a few new things and hone your skills. Now, I want to tell you, in doing that, one of the things you can do for continuing education for nursing, you can actually go and take some of the healing modalities, such as Reiki. You have to find someone who can certify the hours. Now, I am a Reiki master, and I do give classes, but I am not certified to give nurses their registered hours. There's certain certification that a Reiki master can get so that when she teaches classes, that you use that for your ongoing education. My suggestion is, if you would like to do the type of work that DC and I do, then follow through with finding one of those courses for your continuing education. Those courses, doing Reiki, actually opens you up to listening to spirit. If you involve that in your nursing, already nursing skills.
And
Lily, you are giving more than DC and I ever thought of by giving nursing skills, and being a kind nurse is greater than any readings that anybody could give. You're actually physically giving to others. We're giving suggestions and we're giving hope. You actually physically give care and hope and need. You meet people's needs. You're actually more amazing than you think you are. So let me continue with this reading. And it says that you are powerfully creative. Recognize the very high quality work that you are already doing. You are so much of a team player that you don't recognize how great you already are. That's bam, the next thing I have for you. Now, the last thing I have for you is actually for you to be a dreamer. Take that leap of faith. Follow your dream. There really is unexpected opportunities. And so my greatest suggestion to you is find somebody that can do the classes for continuing education for nurses and take a Reiki class. There is something in doing the Reiki that actually helps you open up, because one of the ways that I started delivering spiritual messages was when I would do a Reiki treatment on someone, at the end, their guides would come in and deliver messages for them. So doing Reiki actually opens that portion of your third eye. Does that help?
Okay.
All right. And Emily, that's what I have for you tonight. Please let us know how that goes for you. And thanks for calling Angel Antics. All right. Old caller, that was nice. The next person I have to call in, I believe is from Skype, because of the phone number I have is a 111111. Caller, are you from Skype?
I am great. Thank you for taking my call.
And who do I have the pleasure of welcoming to Angel Antics?
You are speaking with Trish.
Trish, thanks, Trish, for calling. And do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I was wondering if you could give me an angel message around relationship.
All right, let's see what we have.
Okay.
Hi, Trish. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
What I'm getting is the angels are asking that you look within. I'm feeling that there's some peace that has to be made possibly within yourself, okay? And the angels are saying only then can you have peace within a relationship. You've got to just, like, go in and, you know, do a little soul searching. There may be a couple personal issues going on. And I feel like once you go within, you're going to have the ability to really, you know, connect. So have you been having, like, issues that you, you know, that may be interfering? Because I'm getting there's like a little something going on there.
I did break up with someone.
Okay, so just like I said, this is a time, you know, that you really have to give yourself some beautiful self-love. Okay, and love starts with us. Believe it or not, we have to, you know, love ourselves first before we could have that relationship where somebody, you know, we can love someone else. And you've just got to reconnect with Trish and, you know, and love yourself, buy yourself, you know, like a beautiful candle, flowers, whatever it is. And you then begin to send out, like, the beautiful vibes. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So you really have to start by loving yourself first. Okay? And I'm getting there's, like, some kind of, like, sort of, like, some emotions that are inside, hon. You really have to let them go. You've got to release them, okay?
Okay.
Because they don't serve your highest and your best, is what I'm getting. You know, and then you'll have peace come in with that. And just, you know, open your arms to receiving, because you've been praying and you know, asking for help, and the angels are there, and they're all around you. And I'm getting there's going to be a miracle around you. And be open to the blessings that the angels want to bring you, okay? I sort of feel like you're a little bit resistant to receiving from others, even including God and the angels.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, you're correct. I have been asking for some things. I just haven't seen them happen yet.
Okay, well, just, you know what, just be open for them to come in. And, you know, blessings and, you know, they come in many different ways. So just, you know, just be open, okay?
Okay.
That's what I'm getting. And I'm getting just people around you, hon, that you can trust. They are earth angels. And they've been sent, you know, to help you. And, you know, you may get some divine guidance from these beautiful people that are around you. So the angels wanted me to tell you to just listen to, you know, what they have to say. They are delivering divine guidance that you've been asking for. Okay?
Okay, that's interesting.
And I'm also getting, Trish, I don't know if you're, like, reflecting on the relationship, but I'm getting that, you know, you may actually, like, sort of have, like a clearer vision of, you know, maybe, like, what the intentions of the relationship were, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And this is just to give you, like, a little bit, you know, of guidance. It's not meant to hurt or anything else, but it's just to help you and to understand, and then you could move forward, okay? And
okay.
From there, I see you attracting the one. I'm getting the one. You're going to attract that perfect soulmate, hon, okay?
Okay.
God bless you, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, DC. That was beautiful. What I have for you is that events have really been moving a little bit too fast, or that they haven't actually been moving fast enough. But actually, delays are over right now, and so things are going to start moving a little faster for you. Many things can actually start happening at once. So, you know, just be cautious about how you move forward with things. There's actually news of a really exciting endeavor coming your way. And so just make sure that when that comes along, use your own ingenuity and your own originality, because that's what's going to make it. The idea is going to come from someone else, but in order to make it your own, you know, use your ingenuity to help create, because that's where the benefits are going to be. That's where your best options are. But remember, be cautious. Be careful about money and which way you spend it. Make the best decisions, best business decisions that you can make, because that's going to be very important to this situation. What you really will need to do is, I want to say there is going to be some complex decisions. They may be already present right now. And what you're being asked to do is to do your research. But don't procrastinate in making the decision. Get your little fanny in gear. Do your work, do your, you know, follow through, do your research, and make those decisions, because that's what's really important. You may even want to take a little bit of time to the side for yourself
and recharge yourself before you find that final decision, because that's going to give you the energy to know, you know, to answer your own prayers. It's taking that little time to yourself to recharge yourself, to find out your own prayers. And the last thing I have for you is actually separate from any of this, and that is just being told that you really are a very magical person and that you have the ability to manifest as long as you keep your intentions very clear. So make sure that you move forward with clear intentions, and whatever you so desire will become, you know, come into fruition and become a reality for you. So it's really about you aligning with your, you know, take that time to align with your own true intentions and that which you desire, you know, as far as this new endeavor that's coming towards you. That's what's going to help you create it. And that's the message I have for you tonight, Chris.
Well, thank you both so much.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling Angel Ethics. Yeah. All right. The next reading I have is from the 518 area code. 518, are you there? 518, welcome to Angel Ethics.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Hello. Please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Hello.
Uh-oh. All right, I have the 702 area code. 702, are you there?
I am. Hello.
Hi, who am I speaking to? Welcome to Angel Antics.
Thank you. This is Maria.
Hi, Maria. Thank you for calling. And do you have a question for us tonight?
I do have a question. It's about work. I'm having a lot of struggles at my job. I've been there about almost 2 years. And I just want to see if you see things working out for me or what's going to happen.
All right. Well, let's see what we've got for you.
Hi, Maria. This is DC.
Hi, DC.
What I'm getting is, you know, you need a little time to make, like, good decisions in regard to your job. But everything is going to be okay, all right?
Okay.
And just, you know, just getting, you know, take times before you make any kind of decision in regard to your work. But I do see things working out for you. And the Angel of Hope had come in, and the message that she brought with her was, Maria, have faith that all is well this day, and have faith that your hopes and your dreams are being made manifest into physical form, and have faith in all that it is unfolding as it is intended for the highest and best good of all involved. Have faith in yourself. Have faith in the process. Having faith is given in this moment of the asking. Just, Maria, have faith. That's my message to you, is have faith, because everything is as it should be, okay? And just, you know, all is well. I'm getting you a loved one from heaven is just trying to reassure you as well that you're going to be all right, okay? You're never alone, okay? So you giggled a little bit, and you get, like, these feelings or sensations when this person is near is what I'm getting.
Oh, it's
okay?
Probably my
and,
grandmother then, yeah, because she's always coming around, I know, when she's here.
Yeah, and it's not a coincidence, you know? So I'm getting she gives you these big, beautiful hugs, you know?
That's sweet.
Oh, everything is fine, hon, okay? Just you've got to believe, okay? And that's my message, hon, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. God bless
you. Thank you.
All right, DC, thank you so much. What I have for you is that I see that a new person may be entering your life. It also could mean that it might possibly be a relationship that you're already in, but it's going to change. It's going to change, and it's going to enter a new phase. In this, what's going to happen is that you're going to have your own abilities of intuition are going to be heightened, and you're going to look at things differently because you're going to feel like you've already got pre-information. And so it's going to change your viewpoint on a few things. So just watch that this is going to change some phases of some relationships that you're in. And that's a good thing. It is positive. And it's going to bring you forward really into some dreams come true. It's going to help you manifest some of the changes in your life and send you in the direction of what you really want. A lot of your concerns are going to fade away. And this actually does have to do with your love of life, not just a love in your life. But these two, you know, these two messages together is really, really is saying something about a love relationship that's going to really, really gain and grow to a better state. It may even happen, you know, what I'm seeing is that this is going to happen with a really sudden event. And it's just going to be one of those things that's going to take your immediate attention, and it's going to take time to really, you know, move forward and be what it is that you want it to be. But, you know, make sure that you don't buy into any drama that may happen around the situation. Just know that that's always present. If we don't buy in, it's not created. If we buy in, it is. So in the long run, if you feel confused and you don't think, you know, if you're not sure that you're reading your intuition right, or correctly, I should say correctly, then you need to sit down and write. And just kind of start journaling about the situation. And as you do that, the messages that you need to hear for yourself are actually going to come to you on their own. You're much more intuitive than you know, I think you're accepting. And that's really what I'm being told, is to start writing things down and analyze what it is that you're seeing, what you're feeling, and what you're thinking. Write them down, and then see how those things move forward for you and if they come to fruition. That's the best way to see if your intuition for yourself is working, is to you know, just journal, really, and then go back and read it and see how many of those things that you thought were going to happen in your journal actually move forward and happen. And it's the best way to read yourself, too. So that's what I have for you. I hope that really helped, Trish.
Wow, those are some great positive messages. I appreciate that so much. Thank you both.
You're
God
welcome,
bless,
Marie.
Trish.
Thank you so much.
Marie.
It was
Eileen,
518 had called.
Marie, yes.
Pardon?
518 had called Eileen, and she called back, and she had trouble with her phone.
Oh, all right. Well, let's see if I can get her back on.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Marie, and thanks for calling.
Thank you.
All right. Let's see if we can pull her back on. 518, are you on?
Hi.
Hi, welcome to Angel Antics. And who am I speaking to?
Danielle, thank you.
Oh, thank you, Danielle, for calling back in. Yeah, when I first went on, I didn't have you, and then at the end I heard a spit, but I was already clicking on the other caller. So I'm glad you're now on, and we'll get back to you.
Yes, me too.
And do you have a question for us today, or would you just like to see what your messages are?
I would like to see if any of my past loved ones would like to speak with me.
All right. Okay, let's see what we've got.
Okay. The first thing that I do have, Danielle, though, is this is DC, is you have the angel of meditation coming in. Do you meditate at all?
I used to a lot. I've actually been working a lot lately with calming myself down.
Okay. Because I'm just getting, like, even in the morning, if you just, you know, sit there and just listen, like, what is it that you hear? You're going to connect with that beautiful small voice within. Okay? And
okay.
The angel of meditation wants you to just sit there quietly and just absorb everything around you, like the sounds that you hear, and try to, you know, you have to try to quiet your thoughts and your mind, your emotions,
and just reflect is what I'm getting. And as you sit in the stillness, you're going to refresh your beautiful mind, body, and your heart, as well as your spirit, okay?
Okay.
And just know that as you're sitting there, all is well, hon, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so I had to give you that because that's what I was getting.
Thank you.
I believe a woman coming in from the other side. Okay, I'm seeing a woman. I don't know if it was like a grandmother figure, but she's telling me, you know, she's with you, she's helping you and everything, and she's showing me that you sort of had some stuff going on, maybe like with family members, maybe disagreements or something.
Okay.
So she's trying to help you with that. Because I see there's been like a lot of stuff going on, and I don't know if you're being like not treated fairly, you know. But I'm thinking about like talking. Yeah, and she's gonna help with that, hon. So just know that she's there with you, okay? And you can call upon her whenever you'd like. I mean, she's there just like helping you, and she wants you to remember all the beautiful times that you guys had together. And she's saying that, you know, beautiful new possibilities are coming your way, hon, okay, with your relationships.
You said grandmother figures?
I believe so. It looks like a lady, so to me it looks like maybe a grandmother figure. But she's with you, and it's hard to see, but I'm just, like I said, I just see like an outline, and to me it looks like a grandmother figure. But she's talking about memories that you guys had together, and she wants you to remember all the beautiful times.
Okay. I don't understand that. My mother just passed away last year. My grandmother, my mother's mother passed away also, but I wasn't very close with her.
I mean, I can only see like the figure of a woman to me. It could be your mother, but I thought more so like a grandmother.
Okay.
But this woman is helping you with all these beautiful relationships, and you're going to see how things change around. You know, where they were, you know, where there was trouble, there's going to be beautiful love and compassion. Okay?
Okay.
And the relationships are just going to get better and better. She's helping with that.
Okay.
And I'm seeing, did you go maybe as a child to like a beautiful lake?
Yes.
I'm getting like lake and, you know, like greenery around the lake. It looks really pretty. Maybe, you know, special times with your family, but I'm seeing like a beautiful lake.
Yeah, we did a lot of stuff like that.
Okay, because that's what I'm being shown is like you guys spent some time at this beautiful lake. It's really, really beautiful. But just, you know, you've had so many like things that you're worrying about family, you know, and the last message I'm getting is please, you know, don't forget about you, you know? Okay, because you're not thinking about yourself, and that's what she's concerned about, hon, okay? And I thank you for calling in, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen, hon. God bless.
Thank you, Lucy.
You're welcome.
Sorry. Danielle, what I have for you is I'm gonna take what I see and who I see for the end. I see that that you have the ability to actually do your own some of your own healing. But one of the things you need to heal is your own self, and that you need to take time. And like I told the other caller, sometimes helping you heal yourself is standing in front of the mirror in the morning and telling yourself, I love you. And so do that. Do that every day, every morning. Just wake up and love yourself. Tell yourself, I love you. Right now, there's a need really for you to balance your career life with home life. You've been putting too much into one and the other, and then you go back and forth. And it's,
yes, that's true.
What I'm hearing is you need to make more of a schedule of how much time you're going to give each area, and then try to stick with that schedule. I mean, if you're expected to get off work at 5 o'clock, you know, start shutting the computer off at 5 minutes to 5 and walk out the door at 5 o'clock. You don't get paid at 5:01. You only get paid till 5 o'clock. Even if you work till 5:05, go ahead and take off at 5 o'clock. So that's something else that, you know, I'm seeing for you. You do very high-quality work, and you really are a team player. But, you know, once in a while, you do have to get back to yourself. So sometimes you need to step back and review and evaluate a situation. And see, you know, just make sure that, the things that you are giving, the assets that you are giving are being received in a favorable manner. And, you know, make sure that it isn't time for you to move on to a new direction. You might be giving a little bit too much and they might not be appreciating anything you're doing for them. So
I have been feeling that way for a while now. That's good that you said that, because that's exactly how I've been feeling.
Well, I have two things here that are telling me that it may be really time for you to move on to a new direction. That desire to move on and really search for something a lot more meaningful is really what you're meant to do. It's going to create growth within yourself, both emotionally and spiritually, and it's really the direction in which you need to go. Now, when it comes down to, you had really originally asked if we saw any of your loved ones. And I, too, saw a female. And, I'm with DC. You don't actually know who it is, this person has seen. We don't know your family members. But I did definitely see a female. I, too, thought it was a grandmother, but it very well could be your mother. And I also saw you guys next to water. So this is something when you step by water or you go into the lake and spend time near the lake, ask your mom for her help. Ask her for her guidance and ask her what direction she'd like you to take. And, in fact, if you can get out, find yourself that time to spend some time near a lake and decompress yourself from work, let all of that go, breathe in. Make sure you do a couple of deep breaths and let them out. And ask yourself what it is you truly want within your business, within your career, within your job. And ask yourself, is it time to move on? I heard it was. Like you said, you heard it from, you heard it here in this reading I've given you. You heard it from other people that have said, and you kind of heard your heart speaking that way. So just
actually,
make sure you take the time.
I've been, feeling, like unappreciated, and I do a lot more than expected. And I have actually had a lot of thinking about changing my job position.
Uh-huh.
That's why I said it. I thought it was just funny that you said that.
Yeah. Well, and that's what they're guiding you to do. But, I always encourage people to drop in their own personal heart space and really ask. So if you've kind of already been doing that, then I'm kind of behind. I'm the opposite side, It's like I'm telling you to do that, which you've already done. You've called here to ask your angels for confirmation, and they gave you that confirmation. Whereas I'm kind of looking at it as they kind of told you something, and you need to look into your heart space for confirmation. But either way, it works both ways. Look into your future and see what you can create for yourself. All right, Danielle?
Okay. Yes.
All right.
I have one more thing, if you don't mind.
We have a few other callers that we need to get to. So maybe you could give us a call in next week and ask the next question next week. All right?
Okay, sure. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks, Danielle. All right. Our next caller is, got quite a few on here. It's from the 845 area code. 845, are you with us here at Angel Ethics tonight?
Hi, yes, lovely angels. I was just listening. It's Kat. I was just listening.
Oh.
You could take somebody else. It's okay.
Oh, all right, Kat. Thank you so much. And angel blessings to you. We love you. And
we
hey,
love
next
you,
week,
Kat.
We'll give you a reading. Yeah, since we read you last week, call in the next week. We'll give you a reading. Thank you so much for listening tonight, though. We love you so much.
Love
angel
you,
Angel blessings.
Thank you. Angel blessings. Thank you.
All right. Kat is a wonderful good friend of DC and I. We were actually in a ladies group on Sunday afternoons, and she was part of our group. So we gave her a reading last week. Thank you, Kat, for allowing the next person to be able to connect and get their reading. So the next person I have is from the 62 area code. 612, welcome to Angel Antics. Who am I speaking to? Hello? Oh, no answer from 612. All right, I'm going to go ahead and put them back on hold. And the next caller I have is from the 219 area code. Welcome
Hello?
To Angel Antics. Are you there? Hi, who am I speaking to?
Rose.
Hi, Rose. Thank you so much for calling Angel Antics tonight. And you have a question for us, or would you just like to see what your messages are?
Nope, just like to see what my messages are.
Wonderful. Thanks so much for calling Angel Antics.
Awesome. Hi, Rose. This is DC.
Hi.
I'm seeing a lot of good luck around you, and it's flowing over into the area of love and finances. And I'm also seeing a lot of books around you. Are you thinking about going back to school?
No, I wasn't.
Okay, well, I'm seeing books. I don't know. Maybe there's something that you're passionate about that you're not connecting with.
Mm-hmm.
But I do see that maybe, you know, maybe you're procrastinating. Is that the word? Are you procrastinating and not, you know, not really thinking, you know, I want to do this? Because I do see, like I said, I do see books, and I believe that you're going to gain a little bit more, like, knowledge, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, there's going to be beautiful love and blessings that are really going to surround you. So this is a really nice time for you. There's a lot of peace. There's a lot of satisfaction. You know, family, there's like love and happiness with family. And it's just, it's beautiful that I'm getting. And this is the end of like a stressful time, and I'm sort of getting like happily ever after, okay?
Okay.
That's what the angels are showing me. But I sort of see you also connect with the spiritual side of yourself. And I don't know if like you're, you know, if you're questioning different aspects of that journey. But I'm getting, you know, there are so many people that you can connect with, Rose, you know?
Mm-hmm. I am really beginning to awaken, though.
Yes. Well, you know what? You are awakening, and you're going to be, you know, you're going to be walking your talk. And like I said, that's where I see maybe you're going to take maybe a couple classes. Okay?
Okay.
And you're gonna really have some beautiful divine wisdom from all these classes. And then I see you with a beautiful person, and I'm getting like a beautiful bonding and a long-term commitment, okay?
Okay.
So I don't know if you're with someone, it'll deepen, but I see like a beautiful, beautiful relationship, and it's like a soul-based relationship. Okay?
Awesome. Yeah.
That's what I have for you, and I'm going to turn you over to Eileen. Thank you for calling us this evening, Rose.
Thank you.
Hi, Rose. This is Eileen. And what I have for you tonight is really happy times are coming your way. But it has to do with you also being positive and optimistic. So what you have to do is you have to create your own long-term plan around really, you know, just looking for that most positive, optimistic path that you can. And, you know, put one foot in front of the other and walk that, because you really have been on the right path. And happy times are really, really ready for you. And it's actually Archangel Jophiel that's coming in and letting us know that it's really time for happy times for you. Things are going to flow for you.
I love it.
Look to the stars. Reach to the stars for your desires. Because what you want is there. Like I said, it's very positive, happy time for you. And it could even be time for a type of celebration. Do you know someone that's getting married or maybe a baby being born here real soon? Or, you know, could have even been, you know, just recently a recent graduation or something. But what it has to do with is you having just a little bit more fun and finding those things in life, going ahead and celebrating those small endeavors in life and having a little bit more fun. And that's what this, you know, this message is really all about, is choosing to have a little bit more fun. So I want you to find that. You actually overall have a pretty family. You have a pretty family, happy family life. And so find the magic within that. And those relationships are actually what's going to, you know, help you have that little bit more fun. they're a great group of people that you're related to, and you really do enjoy them. They give you that security that you need. So what you need to do with them is find the time to go outside. Like I said, really connect with your loved ones. And just know that you and them are all very spiritually connected. Take some time, you know, spend maybe a little time near water to rejuvenate your energy, recharge yourself, and really move forward into, this really says you really are on the right path. So, you know, these are the things that you can do to flow along that path, and it will continue, and you're doing very, very well. That's actually the message I have for you, Rose. I resonated.
Well, it resonates completely. I'm making a big move, and everything has been going better, and I'm happy. I'm very happy for the first time in my life, really. So it's great.
Aww,
thank you.
That's beautiful. Oh, you're very, very welcome.
God bless you.
Thank you so much, Angel Antics.
Thank both of you.
Of course. Thank you, Rose, for calling. We really appreciate you being here. All right, the next caller I have, see if I can find. Uh-oh. I'm going to go back up. Here we go. Sorry. Sometimes this studio gets a little squirrely. Of course, it wouldn't be me at all. All right, my next caller is from the 646 area code. Welcome to Angel Antics, and who am I speaking to?
Helena. Hi.
Hi, Helena. Welcome to Angel Antics. Thank you so much for calling. Do you have a question for us tonight?
I think I'd rather have, you know, whatever you guys are getting.
Let's see what your messages are tonight.
Mm-hmm. You know what? For some reason, the letter G just popped up in front of me, and it could be a person that's coming into your life that's really significant, or it could be a place. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So hold on to that. But
mm-hmm.
the letter G is coming in prominently.
Okay.
I'm getting, you know, there's going to be a lot of success around you is what I'm being shown. Okay, everything is working out for you. And I'm just getting, like, you know, this is really going to be, like, a really great time. That's what the angels are showing me. But I also see you, even though it's a good time, you're still looking for something is what I'm getting. I'm feeling you're trying to move to something better. I feel like you're evolving, and you're just looking for more. And the angels are saying, Helena, that's something that you have to go inward for, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's a thing that you really, like, you're on a spiritual journey,
mm-hmm.
okay? Do you feel like your interests are starting to change a little bit?
I don't think so, but I'm not sure.
Okay, because I'm getting they're changing a little bit, okay? And just keep believing in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
This is going to be a time where, you know, this is going to be where your hopes and dreams are going to be fulfilled, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're going to have, like, renewed purpose, and, you know, there's going to be faith that you have in yourself. Like I said, it's just going to be a beautiful time of joy and happiness. And then I'm seeing, like, again, I'm getting the word success again, okay? I mean, really beautiful success around you. And just make sure, like, that you don't get stressed out, okay? The angels are asking you to really make sure that you sit at times and just take a couple deep breaths, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I feel like you don't, like, at times you don't breathe, like, you know, deeply. You sort
mm-hmm.
of, like, chest. And we don't stay connected to our guidance if we don't take those deep breaths, okay?
Okay.
Are you interested in any kind of, like, healing modalities? Because I'm
yeah.
getting, like, the healing around you. Yeah?
Yeah. And okay. when you said about my changing on that, I'm getting more focused in my work and more committed to what I'm doing.
Nice.
That's changing.
Right. And then, like, if you incorporated it with the healing modalities, you know,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just blessing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But I'm getting, like, everything that you've been wanting is going to be fulfilled. And just be open to receiving, and as if you're receiving in so many beautiful, magical, and unexpected ways, okay?
Okay. Great.
So, I mean, I'm sort of, like, what I'm getting is the angels are saying pennies from heaven.
Hmm. Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
And then we have the last message I have is just keep moving forward. You have the angel of vision with you, okay? So you basically have to, you know, be willing to leave, you know, that which is behind you, and you've got to look and walk toward the light. And you're going to see a path that opens before you, and just look forward and, you know, don't worry about what's behind you, but step into that beautiful light. You know, just place one foot in front of the other and keep going. And as you move forward, you know, like I said, you're going to see, you're going to find everything that awaits you, hon, okay? So just, you know, let the angel of vision help you to move forward on your journey, okay?
Yeah, thank you.
God bless you, hon. And I'm going to turn you over to Eileen.
Thank you.
All right, hello, Helena.
Hello.
What I have to do, pardon?
Helena, it's okay.
Helena? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mutilate like people's names, including my own half of them. Well, what I have for you is that some of the plans that you've had lately might need a little bit revision. So you need to go over there. You need, there's more going on than what meets your eye. And so you really need to back and take a look. It might not be the best timing for you. But the wheels are turning. It really is time now that the wheels are really turning for you. Archangel Michael is there. And he realizes that, you know, it's time for positive change for you. And that, you know, even though there's more going on than meets the eye, the situation is going to move forward. And so you really must look for the best timing possible, because if you do and you find that, you get into the rhythm of that proper timing, fortune is really going to be your, really be on your side. Events are going to start moving really fast. And so many things are going to be happening at once. And that's what I mean by that wheel moving forward. It's just going to start snowballing. So be ready for it. Don't, you know, it may not seem like the right time, but things are going to be changing, and so you're going to have to keep up. So just know that you're going to have to up your pace to be able to keep up with the energies that are going to be flowing towards you at this time. Love yourself enough to really know that the demands on your time are going to help your growth. And so, you know, just make sure that you love yourself enough to say no to others, because you've got your own journey, your own path that you're really, that's really quickening its pace, and you must stay on that. You must stay on task for yourself right now. It is not time for you to be doing for others, but doing for yourself at this moment. There'll be time for others later. But right now, you need to get yourself, your situation handled. And so it's just a matter of you really making sure that, that it's done in all fairness. And if you're not paying close attention to what's going on in your life, this isn't going to happen. In order for things to be fair, you must help keep that balance within yourself and within your life. As you do that, you really won't need to worry, because everything that you're working towards and hoping for is really going to work out beautifully. And that's truly the message that I have for you tonight from your angel.
That's gorgeous. Just one question on that about doing the perfect timing, the right timing, anything else that you can tell me on how to do that? Is that by focusing on myself?
Yeah, that's actually where the rest of the reading went, was they're telling you to really love yourself enough to say no to others, because their demands of your time are not going to allow your will to spin and flow and energize at the pace in which things are going to be moving forward fast enough. It's going to be moving forward fast. So to stop and start taking care of everybody else's stuff, you're not going to have time to keep up with the wheel that is spinning on your destination right now. Everybody's wheel spins at different paces at different times in our lives. Sometimes it spins slowly and we have time to work and help with others. And sometimes our lives are spinning so fast that if we stop and take the time to help somebody else, the door we need to walk through is going to close. And then what happens? You're screwed.
Yeah.
So there is a time for giving to for others, and there is a time to take those sudden moves forward for oneself. and making sure that you put your love into your energies and setting your boundary for yourself, for your fairness, and for your peace of mind.
Okay.
And that's the message I have for you tonight. I hope it works for you. All right?
Me too. Thank you so much for calling in.
Uh-huh, and thanks for calling in to Angel Antics. All right, we've got 4 minutes left, and I have a couple of callers, DC. I have one that I tried to pick up earlier but was unable to pick up.
Well, you know what, Eileen, if you give them each a little something, we're just going to be able to get their name, and we can give what we get really fast.
All right, let's grab them. And see if they're there. 219, are you there? Oh, 219, I just put you back on hold. Sorry, Rose. Picked up the wrong one. Sorry. It was 612 is the one above it. Sometimes it's hard to read the studio. 612, are you there?
Hi, yes, I'm here.
Oh,
hi,
wonderful.
DC. Eileen, hi. Hi, this is Elaine.
Hi, Elaine.
Hi, Elaine. How are you, hon?
Hi. Good. Oh,
well, you
my
know
gosh.
What? We look forward to having you with us to join us. But we have to, really give you we want to give you a message really fast because we're down to the last couple minutes.
Yep.
And
okay.
What I'm getting for you, hon, is believe in yourself, listen to your heart, do what brings you joy. I'm getting there's something new coming for you. It's going to be really beautiful. And
you know,
your great intuition is going to come into play, and you're going to know what it is. And I'm getting make a wish because I see all your dreams coming into reality. And the last message that I have for you, hon, is just please remember to breathe. You have to take a minute, you have to rest, and you have to breathe deeply, okay? And when you do that, just exhale all those thoughts and all those worries. You know, release that distraction, okay? Quiet yourself, quiet your emotions, quiet your mind, breathe, remember to breathe. And then remember all is well, okay? And that's what I have for you this evening. I wish you had called in earlier. Goodness. Okay, I have to turn you over to Eileen.
Okay, thank you, DC, of course. Thank you. Hi, Eileen.
Real quick. Hi. What I have for you is a resurgence of you falling in love, or maybe even possible wedding proposal coming your way, or it could be a relative, but hopefully it's yours, and that you're actually going to have to really balance your emotions out, because some of the social events that you're going to have invitations to, you're going to have to carry yourself at a certain level, which means balancing your emotions and serving yourself well. The next thing I have for you is Archangel Michael is coming through, and he's actually saying to organize yourself with logic and structure. Be a little bit of discipline.
Okay.
Have a little bit of leadership within yourself. Be the leader of yourself and move forward in your life as a leader. But leading yourself first and foremost, you can lead everyone else. The next thing I have for you is that wishes really are coming true and that concerns are fading away. And this has to do with a love life. So I have two things here that tell you that your love life is really going to be picking up here real soon and that you just really need to move forward with logic, structure, and discipline. If you're too willy-nilly or fairy weather, then these aren't necessarily going to work out. But if you organize your logic and really structure yourself well and be strong, then actually there's actually a lot of love in this relationship for you that may be moving really forward very soon for you. And I hope that message resonates with you.
Great. Thank you. All right. Thank you so much, Eileen in D.C.
Thank you. God bless.
Okay. All right. You too.
Well, DC, it's been an honor here working with you tonight here on Angel Antics on Sacred Embers Station and Angel Antics Radio Show.
It's always a pleasure, Eileen. Thank you. And just to, help the people that we help and the people that didn't get to connect with us, as you listen to the messages, if it resonated with you, even though it wasn't you on the phone, it was for you as well.
correct, Eileen?
Yes, yes. And you know, some evenings I will end up pulling, like, you know, 9 callers in a row, and I'll have the same card show up, or 2 or 3 cards show up in, you know, 10 or 12 of the readings out of the, say, 15 or so that we take. So it's really amazing when that happens. That means those messages are in abundance for anyone and everyone that listens. And so if you do, I agree, DC, if you resonate with a reading and you didn't get your own personal reading tonight, then that reading, you know, go ahead and go throughout the week, see how that works for you. And then next week, try to call in early, and please let us know, did that message actually, even though it wasn't your personal reading, did that message actually resonate with you and help you get you through that week? And we are always looking forward to hearing experiences and anything that may have happened for you. And so we appreciate you calling in, and thank you so much for calling Angel Antics. And you can find me, Eileen Powers, at Facebook. And DC Love is all in caps, DC space Love, L-O-V-E, and we are both on Facebook. DC, we've ended up our time tonight, and I want to tell you and all of our listeners, I love you.
Oh, I love you too, Eileen, and to everyone listening. And we also have Archangel Jophiel coming in, and she's sending everyone unconditional love. So it's just so beautiful, Eileen. I thank you.
Thank you, DC, and thanks for being here with me and sharing your time tonight. I love you, and I will talk to you very soon.
Love you, honey. Good night, everyone.
Listener. We love you. Thanks for calling. Good night. Thanks for listening. Really? How? I don't know how to do that. Do you know I had, when I started this, I was given this deck of cards. And I was given it by someone who said,